Today's test will focus entirely on power banks supporting the quick charge standard, i.e., capable of powering our mobile devices with a voltage higher than the standard 5 volts. This speeds up their charging significantly. The declared power of each unit is 22.5 watts, and the capacities are 10 amp, 20 amp, and 30 amp, respectively. They can be purchased for, respectively, £60, £115, and £160. Does it make sense to pay this much? Let's find out. All three power banks are from the same family, so a brief specification to start with. Power, up to 22.5 watts. QC 3.0 and PD support. Output voltage up to 12 volts. Standard 5 volts, non-negotiable. Cell capacities, 10 amp, 20 amp, 30 amp, depending on model. Charge level is shown as a percentage on the display. Battery type, lithium polymer, according to data from the seller. We will now move on to individual reviews. Introduction, BYK7. First, the 10-amp NXT Gear BYK7. The markings on the box are detailed and leave no doubt. This does not have the problem that occurs with some of the cheapest products, where it is difficult to even find information on supported voltages. Some power banks try to advertise themselves as supporting fast charging, but fast, in the marketing sense, not the quick charge standard. Here, however, the voltages are specified, so this concern is not there. We look further. A cable is included. Voltages and currents are also indicated on the case. A manual is also included. The two USB-A ports are for powering other devices. The micro USB is for powering the power bank itself. The USB-C works both ways. Pressing the button awakens the display, and we already know how charged the power bank is. Test BYK7. First, a test with the QC trigger. QC can be triggered in 2.0 and 3.0 mode with selectable voltages, 9 volts, 12 volts, and stepless voltage adjustment up to 12 volts. It manages to draw up to 1.8 amp at 12 volts, or approximately 21.5 watts. Now a load test at 5 volts. Managed to draw 4 amp, 2 amps per port. This comes out to a good 20 watts. Now a practical test. How will my Xiaomi 11T charge? It charges at 7.5 volts. The current is first just over 1 amp, then increases to 1.83 amp. A green icon lights up on the display. I also checked what if I connect an additional load. Then the QC shuts down and the voltage drops to 5 volts. Then it was time for the capacity test. This would be the capacity at 5 volts, then need to be converted to cell capacity. I repeated the test 3 times. 5.5 amp at 5 volts gives 27.5 watt hours. According to my conversion from previous topics, this would be approximately 5.5 over 0.65 amp equals 8.46 amp. Test BYK8. Without much comment, unpacking and instructions. The power bank is necessarily slightly larger and heavier. However, it has the same connectors as the previous one. With quick charge as before, I tested the capacity with 5 times. 12.6 amp at 5 volts gives 63 watt hours. According to my conversion from previous topics, this would be about 12.6 over 0.65 amp equals 19.4 amp. Test BYK9. Now this box is much bigger, rest as before, cable included, instructions. However, there are more ports. QC works fine, again shuts down at around 22 watts. Just over 3.5 amp at 5 volts can be drawn from a single port. The QC shuts down again as soon as I connect something more, e.g., here an additional load. I repeated the capacity tests again, several times. Let's take these 18.95 amp at 5 volts for calculation. That comes out to just under 95 watts, according to my conversion from previous topics. This would be about 18.95 over 0.65 amp equals 29.15 amp. Summary. From my estimates, These power banks have 8.46 amp, 19.4 amp, and 29.15 amp, respectively. The first result is possibly acceptable, the others are good. With other power banks, for example Basius, Link to Test, it was better, but there were also much worse copies. I also checked the current capacity and QC. I think it is very good, we get what the seller promised. It even managed to get 12 volts, although my phone didn't switch on as much as that voltage, it only stopped at 7.5 volts. The power bank itself is also able to take the increased voltage, as we connect it to a suitable power.